Is everything okay? Okay, so then we can start. So please welcome Health Union. Please welcome
Petr
to Phosphor G.
So good morning, everybody, once again. Thank you all for coming. I'm happy to see so many people here, despite the open bar at this unfortunate slot. I would like to talk to you today about OpenMapTiles, what's new with the project, and what are our plans for the future. So for those of you that don't know, the OpenMapTiles is a set of open source tools for creating and working with vector tiles and vector maps. It is estimated that more than 200 million people see the OpenMapTiles somewhere on the web or in mobile applications every month, because companies like Carto or Elastic or even NASA are using it in their products and applications. The whole thing is open source. You can go to the website or to the GitHub and look at the source code and documentation. And it's a good starting point if you want to know learn more about maps and vector maps in general. There are three main parts of the OpenMapTiles project. Probably the most important part is the vector tile schema, which defines what layers and attributes are in the vector tiles themselves. And this is the difference between vector tiles and raster tiles, because in vector tiles you actually have the features, their geometry, and their attributes. So there's a lot more that you can see visually, which is also good for interactivity and other things. The schema is designed to be independent of the source data. So although it's standard to use OpenStreetMap, there are other institutions and organizations that are transforming their own data into OpenMapTiles schema vector tiles, such as Luxembourg National Geoportal or Cartographic Institute of Catalonia and many other. And this has the advantage that you can use the OpenMapTiles stack and tools to take your own data and use parts of this stack to create the vector tiles quite easily. So the open source part of the project is the set of tools for taking and importing the data from OpenStreetMap, Natural Earth, and Wikidata for languages, and transforming all this into a set of Mapbox vector tiles encoded as PBF, and putting them inside an MBTiles container. And the last part is a set of prepared vector styles, which are defined against the vector tile schema. So even if you do not use OpenStreetMap data, if you respect the schema, the styles are still compatible. So it's really, really good that these parts are interchangeable, and it's quite fast to start with the tiles and create your own map quite easily. And once again, with vector styles, the nice feature is that you don't have the visual style like hard-coded in the tiles. You have the actual data and geometries. So just by changing one line in a style, you immediately get a different visual map from the same tiles, from the same raw data. So over the last year, we've done several releases of OpenMapTiles. In the version 3.8, the main change were some improvements on the transportation layer, especially the vertical ordering in very complicated crossroads. In the version 3.9, we added docs and peers, and we already had multilingual support for place names in 63 languages, I think. And in 3.9, we added multilingual streets, so even those can have multiple languages now. And in the latest release, which we did this June, we made some improvements to the water layers and updated boundaries and added some minor points of interest. For the next version, which we plan to do by the end of this year, the main goal is to make contributions easier, because the whole project, mainly for historical reasons, is quite complicated at the moment. There's a lot of different repositories and Docker containers, and it's quite complicated for newcomers to start working with the project. So our goal is to clean everything up and reduce this entry barrier for new people to get the project running even more fast. So I encourage all of you to go to the GitHub or to the website to try to start the project, there's a script that you can use to create your own tiles of your country, for example. And everything is documented, and we would love some feedback about how it went, if there were any troubles during this process. Or if you just want to look at the tiles and use them, there are downloads available that we pre-generate for every country, every continent, and some cities. So you can just download this and use it in your application, just to quickly see if this is for you or not. We also have a cloud hosting solution. If you do not want to download anything, you just can go to MapTiler Cloud. I'll mention it later again. And you can just try it on the fly without downloading and setting up server. So that's even faster solution. So what's our project vision for the future? The vision of Open MapTiles is to have a universal map schema that is useful for everybody. We do not want to put everything in there, because then the size of the tiles would increase too much, and the tiles are downloading to the web browsers, so we do not want to have the tiles too large. But we want to keep the schema at the right size so that it contains enough to have the base map like useful for almost anybody. But of course there are some special applications when you need more. So we have prepared an example on the GitHub, which creates it's the Open MapTiles skiing repository. There's an example how to create one additional layer from OpenStreetMap that contains just some skiing related features like ski slopes and points of interest. So you don't have to generate the whole world. You can take the prepared extract and then only generate the one layer that you need, which is obviously much faster than doing the whole world once again. There's a video available from the State of the Map 2018 where we did a step-by-step guide on this. And there are some real-world examples of people already doing this. There's, for example, the Open Infrastructure Map, which uses the core Open Map tiles as a base map, and then they process only the power grid related layers from OpenStreetMap as an additional layer, so they can visualize power lines and electricity poles and things like that. OpenCMap is doing something similar with sea navigation, and there are many applications. And as always, there's something in between. So there are some use cases that repeat often, but it's still not worth to include this in the core tiles. So for example, we are working on hiking thematic layers, which contain like hiking trails and guided posts, points of interest. And this is something that comes up often in different groups of applications, but it's still not worth including in the core Open Map tiles, because then we would like slow down all other applications that don't need this. So we are working on different groups of thematic layers, so then you can just select the core Open Map tiles and those thematic layers that you actually need for your specific application. And traditionally, the vector tiles were defined and prototyped with WebMercator projection in mind, but we are working on modifying the Open Map tiles pipeline, and we've actually already done this, so that it's possible to create vector tiles in different coordinate systems, which is often useful if you have some local data from government or some local organizations in a specific coordinate system, and you do not want to reproject or warp this data into WebMercator, which is often not a possibility. And the nice thing about the vector tiles is that it actually does not contain any information about the coordinate systems. The vector tiles themselves just encode the geometry. It's pretty similar to the raster actually. And what we have to change is the rest basically. So instead of putting it into MBTiles, which is by specification only Mercator, we use GeoPackage, which gives us the full possibility to define a tile matrix set with different resolutions and different origins, even if you need to. And we utilize the work in progress vector task specification extension of the geo package, which we hope will be standardized soon. And then we use open layers, and it's possible to correctly define the grid, including everything, and the open layers just displays the vector tiles in the correct positions with the correct coordinates. So it's then very easy to add WMTS or WMS as an additional layer, and everything is in that specific projection. There's no hacking to Mercator and back or nothing like that. And it's still possible to use the Mapbox GL JS styles, because there's an open source OL Mapbox style library that can take the GL JSON style and apply the styling to the open layers layer. So it can visually be pretty much almost the same as the Mapbox GL JS. You can go to the Mapterra cloud right now and try it there, because we have processed the whole world into WGS84. And it's available there. There's also ready-to-use open layers example, including the tile grid definition. And we also rasterize these tiles server-side, so we can give you the XYZ of these tiles, WMTS and static maps API. So you can just go to this URL and try it yourself. This is obviously not Mercator. The Mapterra cloud is free for non-commercial use. So if you want to use it just in your application or your demo project, you can do it for free. And if you want to try it in some commercial application, you can use a special Phosphorg coupon that should be available, I think, till the end of this week. And if you use it during the checkout, you will get first month for free. And yeah, that's everything. So thank you for your attention. And if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you very much. You took less time than expected, so we can take questions now. We're running very good on schedule. Nothing? Come on.
Thanks for the talk. It's really interesting. I'm in particular interested in when this tool for the custom coordinate systems is coming out. You said it was written. It's like a work in progress kind of project, but you already made some success with that, as I've seen.
So yeah, we are still working on it, and some parts of it will probably go back to the Open MapTiles repository itself. But we are still thinking about how to do this cleanly, like not to because it's a modification of the pipeline, and we do not want to complicate the project unnecessarily too much, because the Web Mercator is still what most people want and expect. So we need to think how to do this like carefully.
Any more? I'm curious on what's the weirdest use of your tiles that you have seen.
I'm not sure.
People want to put entire world into a single tile, like for printing posters and showing the complete network of entire. They want everything in a single tile.
Yeah, it's actually a repeated use case. They are asking if it's possible to fit everything into like Zoom level 3, every road, every building, because they want to print posters. So, yeah, that's not possible.
So you said that the stack is a bit complicated today for contributors and people using open map tiles. So what kind of simplifications are you looking at?
Well, the first thing, there are too many repositories, because historically we wanted to have auto-builded Docker containers, and we had to have one Docker file per repository. So that's the first step. You have to clone a lot of different repositories, so this can be put together and like combined, because some of the imports are quite similar. So it can be like, we need to look at everything that's going right now in the code and revise every dependency and every import, and if it's still needed to work this way, or if it can be like simplified and put together into more compact solution.
We were talking briefly before the session started. So I'm from the UK, and you mentioned about Ordnance Survey creating open Zoom stack, which is great. But the problem at the moment is, if you want to move seamlessly from different national mapping agencies using the same spec, it's very difficult. Are you seeing any countries adopt your kind of standard or your schema? And are people mapping to your schema yet? Or
The Luxembourg's geoportal, it's directly using our schema and most of the Open Map Tiles stack from their own data.
Okay, fantastic.
So it's directly the schema. Yeah.
Oh, I'll see if I can have a word with the guys in the UK to do the same, because I think it's great.
Yeah, it would be great, because then the styles would be directly compatible.
Yeah, great, thank you.
Yeah, and the Cartographic Institute in Catalonia is doing the same. They are using the same schema.
I'm also curious to know why the theme is called layers in its vector tile, because I'm coming from leaflet, so I have a leaflet layers and then have layers inside a vector tile, and the nomenclature of layers is so confusing nowadays. So for each vector, for each layer in a vector tile, you can have a QGIS layer, and then when you have two vector tiles loaded, you have layers of layers. So why the name?
Yeah, I guess you would have to ask the Mapbox, because they created this specification originally. But it's like the data layer probably, which you combine into a visual layer. Yeah, it's kind of confusing sometimes. Yeah, I agree.
We still have time, but we also started the questions early, so I think we can close this session if nobody else is going to ask any questions. And please give it a round of applause, Peter.
Thank you.